Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
All the time, we need to be cognizant and aware of the fact I'm not generating my own life. My life comes from Him.
Yes.
My faith is a measure of His own faith. The life, everything. And it needs to continue to flow. It can't just not a one-time thing. It's got to flow day and night from Him to us. Verse 7, if you live in me and my words live in you. Can you see where you get to?
Yes.
You can ask whatever you want to. Yeah, but is something affecting what you want? You're completely submitted to Him. Oh, come on, can you see that?
Yes.
You're living in Him. You're under Him. You're submitting yourself under Him morning, noon, and night. And His words are your rule of life. Whatever He says, that's it. And when you live in that, when you're immersed in that, you'll be prompted, you'll be stirred, you'll be quickened, and you'll say it, and it'll happen. Oh, praise God. You'll claim it, you'll lay hold of it, and it'll come to pass. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. The place of greatest faith is the place of complete submission and obedience. Look in Philippians 2 in closing, I think. Philippians 2 and verse 1. We'll start right there. I'm going to read this in the complete Jewish Bible if we have that. Some of these phrases, I like the way it says it there. CJB. He said, if you have any encouragement for me from your being in union with the Messiah, any comfort flowing from love, any fellowship with me in the Spirit, any compassion, sympathy, keep going. We're going for the next several verses here. Complete my joy by having a common purpose and a common love, by being one in heart and mind. He's talking about love and unity. Do nothing out of rivalry or vanity, but in humility, regard each other as better than yourselves. Look out for each other's interest and not just your own. Let your attitude toward one another be governed by being in union, that's what we just got through reading about in John 15, with the Messiah, Yeshua. Keep going. Though He, Jesus, was in the form of God, He did not regard equality with God something to be possessed by force. Verse 7, on the contrary, He emptied Himself. Jesus, when He walked the earth, He did not function as God. None of the things He did, not the calming of the waves, not the raising of the dead, none of that did He do because He's God. He emptied Himself of His abilities as God. He didn't stop being God, but if you're God, you can do things, right? He emptied Himself of His abilities and became like other men. You see, He had to learn the Scriptures as a boy.
Right.
Well, God's omniscient. He didn't need to learn the Scriptures. He wrote the Scriptures.
Right.
But Jesus is not functioning as God. He's functioning as a man. He emptied Himself. He took the form of a slave by becoming like human beings are. When He appeared as a human being, He did what?
Humble.
Who made Him do this?
Nobody
made Him do this. He did what?
Humble.
He humbled Himself under the mighty hand of God. Do you hear that phrase? Humble yourself. What? Under. Under what? Why would He say it like that? The mighty hand. The place under God is the place of power.
Hallelujah.
under the mighty hand of God. Exalting yourself, pushing and demanding and defying and rebellion, that's the place of powerlessness. You're on your own. That ain't enough. But under, oh, somebody say under.
Under.
Under the mighty hand of God. Jesus said when he came, he wept over Jerusalem. He said, I would have taken you under my wings like a hen does the chicks, but you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't have it. Anybody remember Psalm 91? He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of His wings, His presence, His glory, His power. Where's peace that passes understanding? Where is protection from anything and everything? Under Him. Where's the place of full power and authority? It's not you holding your head up trying to do your own thing. It's complete submission under Him. That's the place of power. Keep reading. He humbled Himself still more. What do you mean? It's some kind of humility to leave from the throne and be born in a manger and function as a human being for 33 years. We have no idea what kind of humility that takes. But that wasn't the end of it. At the end, He humbled Himself to being executed as the worst criminal. On the cross, nobody made Him do it. He said, nobody takes my life from me. He demonstrated it. When they came to take Him, He said, who'd you come for? They said, Jesus. He said, I am. They all fell on the ground. Yeah, we see who's in control around here. He let them take Him. He submitted Himself. He humbled Himself. Obedient to death. Is He your example? That was weak. I said, is he your example?
Yes.
Do you want to live like Him?
Yes.
Are you willing to humble yourself?
Yes.
Like He did. Oh, the other side of this, we're about to read. He became obedient. Obedient to death. You remember when He prayed in the garden? Father, all things are possible with You. If it's possible, let this cup pass from Me. Nevertheless, not My will. Is this submission?
Yes.
This is the perfect picture of complete submission. Not My will. Your will be done. He was obedient to death, to the death on the cross. Verse 9. Therefore, God, oh come on.
Hallelujah.
Has anybody ever humbled themselves more than Jesus? No. From the throne to the earth to the cross to the heart of the earth. Can't go no lower. Nobody's ever humbled themselves more than Jesus. Nobody's ever been more fully submitted or completely obedient than Jesus. He is the ultimate example of submission and obedience. But at the end of those 3 days and nights, the Father spoke from on high.
Yes.
It shook hell.
Hallelujah.
It shook everything to the core. He said, this is My beloved Son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus was born again. Hallelujah. In the heart. And God raised Him up. He came to the earth. He appeared to those. And then He was raised and caught up in the clouds, and He is set down at the right hand of majesty on high. That's what happens when you humble yourself before God. He will exalt you. He will promote you. You don't need other people to know everything you're doing. He knows. You don't have to have your name on everything. You don't have to have your face on everything. You need to humble yourself. Submit yourself to Him. In fact, when you know the truth, you can be glad when nobody knows some of the good things that you've done. In fact, it's even better if nobody knows about it in this lifetime, because the Bible said He's going to bring it up later.
That's right.
Of course, that takes faith, don't it? Keep reading. God raised Him to the highest place, gave Him the name above every name, that in honor of the name given, Yeshua, every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, and under the earth. Is this complete and total authority?
Yes.
And power?
Yes.
It came after complete submission and obedience. Can you see it?
Amen.
He humbled Himself. And God exalted Him. Every knee will bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth. Every tongue. Now think about this. That includes all of them that refused to acknowledge Him on earth. That includes every fallen angel, including Satan himself. Every is every. There's coming a day, I don't know what it's going to take to make the devil confess that Jesus is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, but it's coming out of him.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's right.
Somebody say every tongue, every tongue. Every knee will bow. Every tongue. How many believe the Bible, every means every?
Yes.
Will confess that Yeshua, the Messiah, is Adonai,
Amen.
Lord. To the glory of God, the Father. Is He your Adonai? Is He your Lord? Oh, somebody say, Yeshua is Adonai. Jesus is Lord. Woo! Hallelujah. And I gladly bow my knee. I gladly humble myself and acknowledge I'm under you, completely under you. Now, that's another thing to live that out. Because every day is a new day, and you get opportunities to demonstrate it. And all of us got flesh, and you can be tempted to be stubborn and disobedient. But even if you mess up bad, when you see it, repent. Ask God to forgive you. Repent, He will. Receive your forgiveness and go on. He won't even see it anymore. Is that what He said? He said, they won't be held against you. Your sins and iniquities I will remember no more.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.